What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
I'm just a curious little cat. I would need to know.
I think I just have a weak stomach. Like,
Your stomach is not strong enough to go to Mexico.
No, it can't handle it.
You should go somewhere else.
I wanted to be like front and center, like cheering my boy on, but the horse was there, and I just.
Adam is back in the saddle.
Adam is back in studio.
Back on the floor.
Did you listen to last week's episode?
I have not listened, but I will listen.
Oh my God. Because we talked about how at the beginning of every episode, like, you always say something weird.
Do I really?
And Katie has to cut it out.
You've never told me that before.
It's not just you. It's like we all start talking at once. And I explained last week's episode that the reason why I cut it is because what ends up happening is like we all talk on top of each other. So the intro is just like a jumbled mess.
I see.
So I wait until someone says one concise thing, and that's where we begin.
The work that goes on behind the scenes by Miss Catherine Velotti to ensure that you guys get some good output.
And I curated our set today.
We have some beautiful flowers in front of us.
We have the flowers. Jack got me those flowers. He wanted to get peonies, but he couldn't find them. Three different bodegas sold out of peonies. The TikTok movement of like all the girls posting peonies and being like, they're like, boys, May, June, like, are the prime months for peonies. Go get your girlfriend peonies. They've wiped out all of New York City.
They have peonies at my neighborhood bodega, but they're $40.
Oh my gosh.
Well, okay, now they're upcharging.
Yeah.
Because of the TikTok peony movement.
I mean, it's crazy. I would too. I haven't seen it on my TikTok for you page. I must not be the target audience.
Everybody's my favorite flower.
Is a peony. Yeah. I will say Colby's favorite flower has always been a peony.
It's true.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Hydrangea.
I do love hydrangeas too, but my top favorite flower has always been a peony.
Katie was very passionate about the hydrangea. I also love hydrangeas.
And this weekend, we handmade all of the flower arrangements for my sister's bridal shower, and I learned a tip to make hydrangeas last longer because whenever I get them, they're like wilted by the next morning. You have to like shave up the base of the stem, like even after you cut it, like use the side of a scissor and shave the stem like halfway up so that it can absorb more water.
I knew you're supposed to cut flowers like the stems diagonally.
Yeah.
But I never knew that.
Wait, aren't hydrangeas the ones where you can like drown them?
Yes. Yeah, so you can do that. And I think there's like a solution that you can make too to make them pop up even more.
A little potion.
But yeah, this makes it so you don't even have to do that, hopefully.
And if you put, like, I remember my mom, we had a bush at our old house, and if you put something in the soil, like of a different pH or something, or like vinegar, or some very specific solution, it'll change colors. Like the bush will change from like blue to purple or to pink.
That's so interesting.
And you can change the color. Like, it's kind of crazy. Hydrangeas are like magical.
They're like a person.
They're
when,
magic.
When I was in Palm Beach, our friend's mom had like a whole bouquet of hydrangeas that she was like so excited about. And then she went away and they were only going away for like 3 days. And they looked like shit the next morning. And I was like, oh, like I'm pretty sure I can just pour some Sprite in them and they'll perk back up.
Yeah.
We didn't have any Sprite, so I poured a San Pellegrino in them.
Yeah.
And literally within an hour, they were completely dead.
like, you were like, the sugar will certainly help.
We came back in the room and I was like, oh my god, I killed your mom's flowers. But then I drowned them and then they came back to life. So those hydrangeas really, like, they went through it, but
they're resilient. They came back.
They're very resilient.
They came back. I was like, you fuckers will revive as I'm drowning them in the water, giving them like a holy bath.
They were like, Jesus.
I was like, I will not be responsible
rising
for your
from
death
the dead. Literally. Yeah.
And oh sure enough, god. They did, but word to the wise, San Pellegrino is not the same as pouring Sprite in some flowers.
Huh. Who would have thought?
I think
I
it's
never
just
even
like,
knew the Sprite thing.
It's because of the sugar, but I think
I
it just
knew
gives
that
them like a...
If you had two lips that weren't budding, that you could put a penny in, and the copper makes them open up.
Oh.
That and a shot of vodka.
What?
That the vodka thing, I just heard about hydrangeas, but then... I didn't know if that was true or not.
Someone DM'd me because my tulips were looking depressing. And of course, the people had to let me know.
Did you give it a shot?
I didn't give it a shot. I gave it a penny.
And the penny worked.
But the penny has to be from before 1962 or something because
oh,
that's...
Oh, because then they're not real copper or
exactly.
Something?
That's when like the U.S. Mint stopped making them copper. 1960 something. Look up the year. But it did work. Like the tulips perked right up after that.
That's crazy.
Wait, so did you have to put like one copper coin in each tulip head?
No, just in the water.
No, just...
Oh, in the water.
In the vase, like in the bottom of the vase.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then it worked. Everything was happening.
Wow.
So
what are these flowers called that I have in front of me here?
I don't actually know. Are they...
Dandelions?
They look like daisies.
Yeah, they're like...
They're like field daisies or something.
Yeah, it looks like...
Oh, I learned this new thing.
What? Oh, on the phone. You can take
you
a picture.
You don't even have to have an app anymore. There used to be an app. And you just take a picture. And then you...
I'm in there, too.
Once you go into your camera roll, you swipe up. Look up. It says, look up plant. Results. Oh, they're feverfews.
Feverfews.
How do you spell that?
F-E-V-E-R-F-E-W.
Feverfews. Oh. Well,
learn something new. Well, we, for the people who can't see us, we have some feverfews in front of me.
We have feverfews in the building.
It's like, courtesy of Jack.
It's raining pussy willows. Do you know that?
Nope.
Oh, it's Kris Jenner. She just kept saying pussy willows in this one episode of the Kardashians.
I remember this. Oh, Kris. Kris Jenner's an icon. Her and her martinis. Katie, I feel like you really resonate with Kris Jenner.
I really do. I think of the sisters... I am Kris.
You are.
So not even a sister. I'm Kris.
Yeah. You're the matriarch.
And I'm okay with that.
You and the martinis.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I mean, I feel like she's kind of a giving control freak in a way.
Which you definitely are.
Yeah, which I definitely am. Like the way that she just needs to like have her finger in everything, like in terms of the press and the buzz and like, you know, she runs that family. She runs that house.
She does.
And that empire, I should say. And like, she seems like a major control freak. And that is so me to my core.
Kris also like really did the thing. Like she just kept popping out kids, took 20% of everything that they make.
Yeah.
She just has like, however many of them, six little money makers.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
And they all seem to have like a pretty good relationship.
Yeah.
Apart from
there's seven. Wait, no. Courtney, Kim, Chloe,
Kendall, Kylie,
Rob, Kylie. Yeah, six.
Don't
six.
Forget about Rob.
Six moneymakers for her. And then soon, all the grandkids.
All the grandkids.
Who's going to be the next gen momager?
Do
they ever
Kim.
Talk about that?
Kim gives main,
Kim.
Like, main woman vibes, you know? Like
she went to law school.
And I feel like she cares the most. I feel like...
Kim will probably be like, I'll do it for free. I won't even take any cut.
Right.
I'm already a bajillionaire.
To prove a point.
True. Well, and who has the most kids? I think Kim has the most kids as well. So
I think, no, her and Courtney are now tied.
Oh.
Four.
Ooh.
And Mason's on Instagram already.
I saw that.
Did you follow Mason? I like wasn't going to follow Mason. And then I clicked on the profile and I had so many mutual follows with Mason Disick. And I was like, oh,
what?
I guess maybe I should follow him.
I don't feel like I need to add Mason Disick to my following list.
He's not very active.
Well, I'm sure Instagram will insist on showing me his posts, even though I don't follow him.
Yes.
791,000 followers.
Do you remember what Instagram was like before it showed us just like whatever it wanted to show us?
Like literally, no.
There was
I don't remember a time.
There was a time where, I mean, it was actually recent history, like the last couple of years, when you would only see the accounts you follow. And then in order to see accounts you don't follow, you'd go to the Explore page, obviously. Right. But now you don't even need the Explore page. And my Explore page is all engagement rings and fitness before and afters.
Mine is all memes and like people eating.
Your Explore page?
Yeah, what's your Explore page? I'm genuinely
very curious.
Mine
is currently Lake Como and like memes and pasta.
Mine is...
Oh, and peonies.
Of course.
Mine is coffee, caviar, men in tank tops with big muscles, some whipped cream.
Joey King's on mine.
Oh.
Joey King.
Why?
Hey, I have to say about Joey King, it's in the same realm as...
Jennifer.
Jennifer. Gigi for you. I feel like Joey King went through a moment when everyone legitimately hated her.
Right.
And no one really knew why, but she was just, again, the characters she plays are rather insufferable.
Right.
Some of them, not all of them. And for some reason, I think people were jealous that she was dating
Jacob Elordi.
So that contributed to the hatred of Joey King. And I've never quite understood it. I guess, you know, she also played Gypsy Rose. And in that movie, you know, that the high-pitched voice of it all, it really, like, you know, ruffled some feathers further. But now, dare I say, she's kind of having this renaissance. This,
yeah,
like,
she's married.
I think, and she looked so good at the, whatever the awards were recently, that that's on my Explore page, I'll let you know.
What content has she been in recently?
Sorry, we have a
We have an audio song.
The Cannes Film Festival.
Oh.
She looked so good.
Wait, is the Cannes Film Festival?
I don't know what she's been in.
Did you, is that the one where they had all the drama with the security guard? Did you see the stuff with like Kelly Rowland and the security guard?
Ooh.
Yes, you know that was at Cannes.
Was that at Cannes?
Yeah.
That was kind of crazy.
I know.
Crazy. They're crazy over
there. Wait, what happened?
Kelly Rowland has acted out of pocket like that many a time.
Oh, I feel like she didn't act out of pocket though. She was getting like... literally like touched by this security guard who was like, you can't take a picture. And it seemed like it was potentially like a racially charged thing. Like it seemed like she was letting kind of like the white celebrities take pictures. I think that's at least like what was portrayed.
Yeah. That's what Google's saying.
And it's like a video of Kelly Rowland turning to her and being like, you cannot talk to me like that. Like you are not my mother or something like that. It's like her, it was like something crazy.
And so I thought that the security guard was like ushering her through the crowd.
I think the prerogative was like they weren't supposed to take pictures on the stairs. Like the event didn't want them to take pictures on the stairs because they wanted people to keep moving so they can be on time for the event.
Right.
But like those entire celebrities' jobs of being at that event is like taking pictures on the stairs and like doing the press. And so they didn't get the chance. And like there's this other video of this other chick who I think is some model in, I don't know, South America, I believe. And she had this extremely ornate dress with like a giant jaguar on it that she wanted to like spread across the stairs for her picture. And she kept trying to spread it. And it's like this one specific security guard like covering her so that nobody could take a picture of her. And then also grabbing the dress and like folding it so that she couldn't get a picture of it on the steps. It was crazy.
This woman got fired.
It was really insane. You guys have to see the videos. I wonder if people who listen have seen it.
Well, I see the photos and Kelly Rowland has her finger up, like pointing, like she's like
mad as hell.
She's like, listen to me. You don't tell me what to do. Like that's like what it looks like.
Oh my God.
It's good also for her. Funny because one of our friends, you know, is her assistant.
Right.
And her assistant, our friend, is in the video, like literally putting her hand over Kelly to like swat at this chick. Who's like grabbing
her. I don't see her in this. Well, I guess I don't want to watch the video because I don't want a sound.
It's crazy. I'll send it to you guys. The person that I'm thinking of maybe wasn't Kelly Rowland, but somebody else who had like a big musical moment at one point in time.
Okay.
And then like hasn't put out music since.
So
but
like
has,
a lot like, of
talked
people.
About it. Yeah.
So Rihanna?
But yeah.
who are you referring
no,
to?
No. It's like on the tip of my tongue, exactly who I'm thinking of, but
okay,
whoever this was that now I'm thinking wasn't her, but was supposed to go on the Today Show, and they didn't like the green rooms, or like didn't think yes. that it was good enough for them, so they left and like didn't yes. go on the Today Show. But literally, I was at the Today Show with my boss this year, and in those dressing rooms, and that's just like what they have. Whoever
Wait,
is...
Wait, I think that was Kelly Rowland also.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, I think that was Kelly Rowland. You're right.
But whoever it was, like, that's just the facilities that they have. That's where their hosts get their hair and makeup done. That's where all of their guests get ready. Like, that's just the facilities that they have to give to people.
That's also just such a ridiculous thing that, like, she walked off. They were probably like, we're never inviting her back. I mean, that ruins an entire program.
Right.
Like, if you're literally planning for somebody to come
whole,
on...
NBC umbrella.
Yeah.
It's not even just the Today Show.
Yeah, like, she's probably blacklisted, honestly. They're probably like, you were not famous enough to be pulling shit like this.
We're trying to figure it out, but US Weekly is forcing me to watch an ad. She's disappointed due to the size of her dressing room.
They were tiny. Yeah. And I was sweating, but...
But you just gotta... You gotta do it. You gotta suck it up. Interesting. Should I do our intro?
Oh, yeah. Go for
it. Should I kick us off?
Take it away.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
Pretty darn good. All feels right in the world now that the three of us are back together.
The trio is back. We have a big, big match made day today.
What do you mean momentarily?
Well, because you're about to leave again.
Oh, but I'll be back for the recording.
Yes. True.
Okay, good. Yeah.
We are currently...
I just mean in life.
Oh, in life. Oh, in life, I'm always on the move.
Yeah.
But...
We are like gals on the go this summer.
No, seriously.
I forgot Danny. Like, we're gals on the going.
No, I talked a big game earlier this year saying, oh, I'm going to leave my summer completely open so I can be spontaneous.
You did say that.
Yeah.
And I remember.
I lied to myself and everyone else because I'm just simply not staying put.
Yeah, but you're being spontaneous in a way.
Yes.
That you're... making plans.
Well, yeah, I'm just going on adventures, which, you know.
And you're planning them pretty last minute. Like, it's not like you had some of these things planned, like, months in advance.
True.
You know?
True. But it always seems nice. Whenever I'm, like, on the go, which is such a blessing to be able to go places, let's be real. But then when I'm, like, going places, I'm like, oh, I just want to have a weekend where I do nothing.
Right.
And then when I have a weekend where I do nothing, I'm, like, antsy.
Right.
I'm like, what? Where can I go? What can I do? What plan can I make?
It's more like a... all that I want to do is relax, but I feel like I need to be doing something.
Yeah, right. I can't relax. I'm incapable of relaxing.
Right.
What's that? What does that say about me?
That's the New York
life. If there was a beach, I would be fine.
Yeah,
but there's nowhere to go. Like, when I was just working from home on Monday, I usually will go for a walk at some point in my day when I do work from home. So when I was... at home, I was like, I might as well just go to the beach for like 45 minutes as my lunch break.
So that sounds lovely.
Oh, when you were
was relaxed.
I was like,
completely.
That's
an activity.
Yeah, for some reason, I didn't realize you meant when you were home.
Oh, not home in Boston. In New York.
I thought you were talking about the beach in New York City.
Oh, no.
That Danielle went to.
Beach that they opened on the West Side Highway?
Yeah, it's like not even a beach, but...
The quote-unquote
beach. Yeah,
that
thing cracked me up.
It's a cute concept, but...
I walked there with my mom and my aunt when they were here a couple months ago, and it is cute, but it's like, I can't imagine laying out there and being sweaty as hell and being sandy and having like no ocean to touch.
Rinse off on.
Like, you can't just like go touch the water. I mean, I guess you could.
But, no, you'd have to pay me.
There are lounge chairs on the pier close to my apartment.
Yeah.
I would sooner go lay out
there. Yeah, for sure. Or, like, have a picnic. We actually need to plan, like, a nice little West Side Highway picnic.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Like, once again, back to the plans.
I know.
We're always chatting plans.
Colby, are you here this weekend?
I'm here this weekend.
Okay, I am too.
I don't think anybody else is.
Oh, it's just us two?
Basically, from what I've heard.
What the heck?
Well, from what I've heard from the two other people that I've talked
from
to.
From what I've heard.
We can convene after.
But I think a lot of people are leaving for Father's Day.
Is that this weekend?
It's on Sunday. I
need
know.
A gift.
Oh, my God.
No, it's on Sunday.
I also saw my dad this past weekend, and I realized it was Father's Day this weekend on my way there. So, didn't give him anything, didn't say anything, didn't mention it. I was like, we'll cross that bridge on next Sunday, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'll let him know something's in the mail.
Oh my goodness.
It's interesting because my dad is one of those where he's like, don't get me anything. Like whatever, every year for any like giftable holiday, he's like, I want world peace. That's it. So I never know.
That is such a your dad joke to make.
No, literally. And I'm going home, not this weekend, but next weekend to like hang out with my family already. So
to see Phyllis.
To see Phyllis, my grandma. This is actually a fun little anecdote. My grandmother is such a character. I think I've said this on here before. We refer to her as Big P.
Yeah.
Big P. Phyllis. Love her. She's like the matriarch of the Bilotti side, my dad's side of the family. And I don't even know really how to describe her. She's just like big, loud energy. She's not a big person. She's
just Big P.
She's probably 5'1", but she's like very like loud. You could hear her from a mile away, her laugh. Like she gives you the craziest hugs, like just like squeezes the life out of you. And she lives in Florida in like a retirement community with my pop-pop. And she doesn't really, like she's very interesting in that like she won't come up north, aka like to Maryland, right, unless it's a certain temperature. So we only ever see her like come up for air in the summertime because that's like when it's above a certain temperature. And she like,
she's feels, like, ah, feels like Florida.
She's like, okay, I'll drive up. And she like insists on driving, like will not fly in a plane. Like
from
she's
Florida.
Just so crazy. I know. Love her. Anyway, she hasn't really like given me the time of day for several years, to be honest. She just has a lot of grandkids. I get it. And I'm self-sufficient up here. She's like forgotten my birthday for like the past 4 years. She saw on Facebook, my mom had posted about Jack, me having
a
boyfriend.
She's very active on Facebook.
Very active on Facebook. But she saw that I have a boyfriend. And she has never texted me more. She's texting me. She goes, you need to come and bring Jack. I need to meet him. Like, she's giving me attention now that I have a boyfriend. What the fuck is this?
She feels like she missed out on a major life moment.
Where, I don't know what it is. She's just like poked her head out now. She's like, she's like wants a slice of this now because I have a boyfriend. What the hell is that? About
you're the most likely to give her some grandkids or some great grandkids.
I guess. I don't know. But oh my God, great grandkids.
Yeah, your kids would be her great grandkids. I just said that so weirdly. Like, I just like legit glitched.
Great grandkids.
My great grandkids.
Anyway, I just think it's funny that Big P is now giving me attention because I have a significant other.
She's making the trek up to Maryland specifically to meet Jacques.
No,
correct?
Literally. We are, well.
She's making her maiden voyage.
She's forced. She goes like, this is the weekend. I am going to Maryland. You're coming to me. And I go, oh.
She goes, you're coming? You're bringing Jack?
Yeah, and
I'll be there.
She's forcing my other aunt to throw a party for us. Not for like Jack and I, but for like the family.
She's like, Aunt Kim, you're throwing a party.
No, Aunt Kate.
Oh, it's Aunt Kate.
Yeah, Aunt Kate, who stole my name, Katie Bilotti.
That's so rude of her.
Stole my name.
She married in.
Wait, actually also funny about that. So like, you know how on like banking services, you have to pick a username and a lot of people will just choose like, you know, their name. Numbers, whatever, like tack some numbers on the end. My aunt, Kim, also Kay Bilotti, before I was old enough to have a bank account or anything, stole Kay Bilotti.
She was the OG.
Yeah, so I'm not Kay Bilotti because I can't be. She stole it before I even had a chance.
Well, now you need
to buy it. I had the Kay Bilotti first, like legally.
Yeah.
She came in.
She stole your thunder.
Isn't that funny? Anyway. Sorry, I digress. Bilotti family drama.
Bilotti family
over
drama.
Bank accounts. And
wait, and then you're going home the following weekend too then, right? For the 4th of July.
I'm crazy.
Is that what the trajectory is here at this point?
It's really wild.
Well,
July 4th is going to creep up.
Oh, wait, no. Okay, so you have a weekend in between going home for July 4th.
Thank God. I need to sit my ass down. Okay, Adam.
That's really crazy.
Tell us about the wedding.
Oh my gosh. And well, we all had like bridal activities this weekend. I feel like
Katie and Mexico.
Oh my God. And Mexico. I guess I have like so much.
Oh, right. Fun. Yeah. You've been absent.
I've been down for the count for sure. Mexico was so much fun. Literally such a good time.
You drank the water again.
Yeah.
As people in the podcast pointed out, I did in fact get sick the last time I went to Mexico. I talked about it on the podcast.
I
and
feel like
sure
it's
enough,
every time that you go to Mexico,
I think I just have a weak stomach. Like
your stomach is not strong enough to go to Mexico.
No, it can't handle it.
You should go somewhere else.
I completely agree with you. But Mexico is so beautiful. Like, we went to Riviera Maya, so between Cancun and Tulum. Obviously, I think the last Mexico trip I went on, which was last year, so I guess like a year ago at this time, I went to the same kind of area, got sick there too. I just like cannot handle Mexico. It was actually my sister and I this time, and my sister got sick first. And I was like, haha, like, that sucks. Like, have fun.
Been there, done that.
Been there, done that. And then sure enough, within like 24 hours, I was unwell. Like, very unwell.
Oof.
I will say my sister got the worst of it. Like, she is still sick. And we've been home from Mexico at this point for a while, like a week, right? And sis is just not doing well.
She got a bug.
She got a little bug, but I have survived. But I'm not going to give explicit details, but I actually thought I survived. And then yesterday I was in the office.
And you surely hadn't.
And I surely hadn't actually survived
the stomach bug.
No, literally. So yesterday my day was I went did a little 6 a.m. berries. You know, Katie and I had some monkey bar martinis on Monday night. Gorgeous, gorgeous martinis.
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, as Adam does post a martini night, you know, a little 6 a.m. berries, little crazy, crazy kid over here.
You're crazy. I was asleep.
I had a meeting at 8 a.m. And so I was like, I need to do the 6 a.m. berries because I need to make it for my 8 a.m. meeting to the office. I get to the office. I'm prepping for my meeting. My meeting's at 8. 7:50 a.m. strikes and my stomach
contracts.
Absolutely dies.
Oh, fuck. Did you have enough time before the meeting to take care of this?
I literally ran to the bathroom, and I'll spare the details, but it was not a pretty scene.
Honestly, luckily, it was at that hour before other people got there.
No, that I was thinking that, and while I was in the bathroom, I heard somebody come into the office, and I was like, get out! Yeah. You can't be here!
Go
it's
home.
Not safe. I felt like the girl in Bridesmaids when she's like shitting in the street, and yeah. She's like, don't look at me!
Save yourselves! Wait, that's so funny.
That's so funny.
Is there music in there?
No, but like, Our
old office had the music problem, right? Where the guy was turning off the music.
Yeah, that was funny. Our new office has like a men's and a women's bathroom, but then there's also one separate bathroom stall. So like it's like a door and it's like your own personal
bathroom. That's the pooping bathroom for sure.
And that's where I was. But I was like, I don't want people to see me exiting the pooping bathroom and then come in here and like know what horrors just happened here.
See, in the sorority house at Elon, we had a pooping bathroom as well. We had one, like, it was the handicapped one downstairs. And it was just a known thing. And, like, we just, at first it was embarrassing. And then you just kind of get over it.
Yeah.
But I guess in a work environment, it's different.
Did you know one of my atomisms was that I didn't think that girls pooped until, like, did we talk about this?
We did talk about this only because when I was talking about how I'm having a hard time with gas and all of that in front of Jack.
Right. Yep.
Because I was raised in a family where we don't discuss our bowels.
Right. I do remember this conversation.
So we did talk about it, and that does not surprise me at all about you.
My mom literally convinced me that girls didn't poop. So like I straight up thought her and my sisters did not poop until like a late age, like until I was in high school, I think.
As far as you still know.
For all I know, girls might not poop. I don't know.
Have you witnessed it? Like,
I haven't seen it, and I don't think I want to. I think I'll pass on that one.
Isn't that funny about adults? Like, you really believe what you're told until a certain age, and then you can, you know, you kind of realize, like, it's like a mental block is lifted that, like, not everything your parents tell you is true.
Yeah.
You know, like, the Santa Claus of it all and whatnot. And it's funny, I listened to this podcast, and this mom was talking about how she knows a mom that was saying to her kids, like when her kids are like, you know, because kids have a lot of questions. And I remember I was a question kid. Like I was like, why, where,
so annoying.
Who, what? Like I just needed to know everything. And this mom was saying how she's just given up on this, like of explaining it to, you know, their kids. And so she'll say, I made it. Like they'll be like, where'd this come from? I made it. Or like, where did, you know, why is the sky blue? Because I made it. Like she just says like that. To answer the questions. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, these poor kids are going to grow up thinking their mom is the best.
Their mom created the world.
And they're going to get in trouble at school for being like, no, like, that's not true. Science class, my mom made the solar system. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know which approach is better, to be like truthful and like the girls poop or no, you know?
I think, you know, I'm totally fine with the way that I was told.
you turned out okay.
Eventually the truth came out. But yes, one of my favorite Adamisms. Mm-hmm. My other one is that I thought Arkansas and Arkansas were two separate states.
Yeah, that was until like last year.
It was quite recent.
I think that was also broken on the podcast as well.
Yeah, that was literally last year, yeah. I think.
It wasn't last year. It was like,
it was like two years ago.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, so your stomach has recovered though.
Stomach has recovered. Honestly, no notes on Mexico. Like, such a good time. No men, unfortunately. Lots of family time. Whenever we travel like 15 people. So it's just like a big family ordeal. But it was a lot of fun. I got to room with my little sister, G. It's very cute of us. And then from Mexico, flew to Maryland for big wedding weekend, which was so fun. I was kind of catching Katie up on wedding weekend, but it was a dry Muslim wedding. So it was an Indian wedding. So it like spanned several days. So Friday night, I think the ceremony is called Barat, I think. And people listen to the podcast and keep me honest on that. But it's like the night before. It's kind of like the rehearsal dinner, but it's like a wedding in itself. Like
everybody goes.
Pretty, it felt like everybody was there. But when we went to the wedding the next day, I realized quite soon once we entered the room and it's like this massive ballroom with like 400 seats. I was like, okay, this is actually the real wedding. But the night before thing felt like a reception. Like it was like a full like seated dinner. There were performances. There was a dance floor. Like I was like, how are we going to top?
Did they do the dances?
Yeah. So there was, I think, 13 or 14 choreographed dances.
Oh my God. That's so fun.
So yeah, I'm trying to think of like even what the thing was. We like come in and they had a whole buffet situation. And I will say I felt kind of bad for them because I think their wedding coordinator or somebody was like fucking up a little bit.
Okay, guys. So you know that we love a good skincare and makeup routine. But did you know how you apply these products to your face can make all the difference?
Anisa Beauty has been changing the game with their vegan and cruelty-free brushes since 2019. Their Pinnacle Foundation Brush is a fan favorite and has gone totally viral for a reason.
The Pinnacle Foundation Brush is seriously the key to flawless application. I could use the cheapest foundation and this brush makes it look like I'm wearing a $200 formula. It's that good.
It's all in the design. The brush's triangular shape fits every corner of your face, so you can use it for foundation, contour, highlight, basically all your liquid and cream products.
And don't forget about their skincare brushes. The Pinnacle Skin Brush has completely changed how I apply my serums and moisturizers. No more using my hands. This brush ensures everything goes on smooth and evenly.
So check out the Pinnacle Foundation Brush and more at AnisaBeauty.com.
Use code MATCHMADE for 30% off site-wide. That's A-N-I-S-A Beauty.
Check it out.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses.
So a lot of us know that shopping for dad, shopping for boyfriend, shopping for men is very tough. Last Christmas, I was kind of freshly dating Jack and didn't really know what to get him. So I went to Uncommon Goods and I got him an Arsenal book. That's his soccer team that he supports. And it's a collection of different news printings from the past 50 years of Arsenal's history. So it was really great gift. He loved it. I also got him a customized candle and I got my dad a whiskey creating kit. Like you can DIY your own whiskey. There's a ton of good stuff on there.
Uncommon Goods has the most meaningful out of the ordinary gifts on the market. And like Katie said, they even have gifts that you can personalize. Uncommon Goods will be at Grand Central Holiday Fair in Vanderbilt Hall and Grand Central Terminal in New York City, November 11th through December 24th. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/matchmade. That's uncommongoods.com/matchmade for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Happy holidays.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Because there was, they came in and they had already opened up the buffet, but nobody had gotten their seats. It was like pick your own seats type situation the night before. And I think there were 150 people the night before, which is why I was like, this is pretty big. Like, it's not a small event. Like, I figured that was the actual wedding. And you come in and like, it's supposed to be cocktail hour, but they had opened all the buffet tables. So obviously people were serving themselves.
Oh no.
And the coordinator was like, everybody needs to find their seats. Like the groom's bride and groom are about to make their entrances. Cause
oh my
that
God.
Was supposed to happen right at the beginning.
No. People were at the buffet when the bride and groom entered the room. Fuck no.
So they ended up delaying their entrance for like an hour. So they weren't even in there while people were like,
what were they doing? Eating.
I have no idea.
I guess so.
That was the most interesting, is I was like, I wonder how this dry wedding is going to be. Like, because I've never been to a dry wedding
before. Do they drink in normal everyday life?
Yes, they do. But like everybody attending the wedding is like very strict Muslim, like no alcohol and things like that. And so they obviously like they went to school with me in Maryland and like one of my really close friends who was getting married, like he was like a frat star at Maryland. So like all of his friends are there and they're all like the frat bros and stuff like that. And like, or have flasks and whatever. So like, there was definitely like drinking going on.
I think that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's like, kind of like, ooh, who has a flask in their pocket? You know, like, it's kind of like high school.
It was like kind of like a fun game. I like the only kind of rule was be respectful. Make sure that, you know, none of the adults like know that this is going on. Like, don't get too fucked up. But like, if you need a little like social lubricant, like, yeah, of course, like have fun.
Because there is like a reason why they do it. You know, the beautiful thing is they'll remember every single part. You know, true. There's not a single blurry moment.
But I think that's what also
really drunk at my wedding is one of my biggest fears.
Yeah. I feel like it's hard because like you don't really eat at your wedding, I feel like, because you're so stressed about like moving parts.
But I also feel like it's hard to drink a lot at your own wedding because you're talking to so many people.
Yeah, for sure.
And I saw on TikTok that this one bride hired like a specific person to follow her around all night and like give her drinks.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Like, she hired a waitress pretty much to follow her around with a tray of like two different drink options all night, and she would just come around. And I saw so many comments being like, this is so rude to like hire someone, a waitress, to like follow you around, like that's like so rude. And then I saw comments being like, what the fuck? That's not rude. I'm sure she's the highest paid of everybody.
Yeah.
You know, like she's probably like, and then she only has to worry about one person all night and not like 100 drunk people. Like, I think that that's probably the job people were fighting over getting.
Definitely.
You know, like anyway.
You also have so much adrenaline, I feel like, that you might feel like you're drunk anyway.
Yeah. No, I think that was the fun part. Like, so the Friday event, which, like I mentioned, felt like a wedding, like the night before, even though it was kind of like the before party. It was kind of funny because I have no problem like dancing sober. Like, I'm a little gay boy and I don't care what people think about me. So I just like bop around like a little fairy princess and like whatever, float around. But like all the straight boys around us, like they're just like pumping their fists. They're clearly so uncomfortable without the social lubricant, which is kind of a funny thing to see. Like, these boys like need some kind of like jolt to feel comfortable like dancing on a dance floor.
Right.
It was just funny. And so, because we didn't drink at all on the Friday night event. And so that was kind of a funny part. Like, I was bouncing around, but the straights with us were like, we need something tomorrow. Like, there's just no way that we can do this
without it. It's like a fish out of water. It's like when we were in college and we'd like be at a frat party and then like see the boys in the wild the next day, like at, you know, in class.
Yeah.
And they like wouldn't speak to you because they just like don't know how.
Right. Yeah.
It's like boys just get so uncomfortable. Like,
yeah,
everything. Like, if you were in a similar situation with Jack, do you think Jack would be like breaking it down on the dance floor? Like,
yes,
without social lubricant.
Well,
that's a good quality.
But that's just in his personality.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know. He's just like, he loved the one song that he loves most of all is West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Oh, Mountain Mama. Roads. Yeah,
you called it West Virginia.
What's it called?
Country Roads.
Oh.
That's the one he likes. No, and he like requested it at the wedding. Wait, but is there anything else? Anything notable about the wedding?
On Saturday, so they do kind of like an event like pre-wedding, which is where the groom comes in on a horse. And I forget what the ceremony's called.
You didn't tell me that part.
Yeah, so the groom rides in on a horse. And so like everybody's around him partying and like throwing up like signs of his face and his fiance, now wife's face. And it's like a big party in the street. And the worst part about that is it was so freaking hot. And like all the boys are obviously in full suits and the sun is beating down on this specific part. Also, I'm deathly allergic to horses. So like that's also why I think I'm like so congested. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice a little bit. And I keep like turning to cough. It's literally because I'm like, I think I have horse hair just in my nose.
Yeah.
Still from that
Another
day.
Another atomism.
No, literally.
He has the most specific allergy.
No, I'm not like not allergic to anything except for horses. It's so crazy.
The pollen is also out of control. Like I have been feeling like I'm suffocating.
Yeah. True.
So but maybe it's a mix.
It's just from breathing.
Yeah. The horse allergy is just so funny because you would not survive in like the colonial era.
No. No.
Would not.
But you wouldn't be able to go anywhere.
I know. And like, of course, I wanted to be like front and center, like cheering my boy on. But like the horse was there. And I just
You had to hide.
And I just kept smelling it. And I was like, I couldn't breathe. And I felt lightheaded. And I was like, so I would like take breaks and like run away from the horse and then like come back and be like,
how
yeah,
long
party.
Was he walking for?
No, guys, it lasted for so long. I was like, bro, like, I need you to get off the horse. Like, we gotta put dismount. The horse away.
I remembered what I wanted you to say from what you told me. Tell the people and Kolb the story of how they met.
Oh my God, this is such a good story, actually.
Such a good story, and I cannot believe you were going to not
tell it.
Yeah,
I can't believe I was going to skip over that.
Yeah.
I honestly just forgot. So the best man, who was my friend's best friend from high school, his speech was telling the story about how they first met, which I thought was actually really cute. The speeches are like my favorite part of a wedding, and I will say they had such good speeches at this wedding. And so the best friend was giving the speech about how they first met. They essentially met on the Muslim version of Tinder, which is called Binder.
This is the bride and groom meeting.
The bride and groom meeting. Okay. Exactly. And so I'm friends with the groom. He was one of my best friends in college, one of my best friends in the early days of the city. And I guess the story goes that she was swiping on Binder and like saw him, accidentally swiped left. And then she was like, fuck, like he was really cute. She buys the premium version of Binder and then endlessly swipes through guys until she finds him again. So she could like kind of like reset her profile with the, I guess, premium features. And then she finds him, matches with him, and then sees that they have like 150 mutuals, but just had never crossed paths. And it turned out that she was, so backtrack a little bit. In college, I was in a business fraternity, which is how I met him. He was also in a social fraternity, which is where the majority of his friends are. But we were in a business fraternity together, which is how I met him. And our older guy friends were like a big part of our friend group just in that business fraternity, and she's older than him, and so all the mutuals were like her being in that friend group.
Yeah,
but like he just never crossed paths with her because their friend group is like the older kids are like 30 of them or something like that, so it's like kind of a big group,
right? Yeah.
And he just never crossed paths with them, and it turns out that they are the exact same religion, they're from the exact same hometown, and she's just 2 years older than him. And so anyways, they matched, saw they had like 150 mutuals, and the rest is history.
Wow, that's so crazy.
I know,
such a small world.
I thought it was so funny.
No, I love the part about how like she was like, I'm gonna buy premium and swipe until I find him. I just like
it
love
was really
that.
Cute. And
so cute.
Like if it wasn't for her and her like they may have never met.
Exactly.
Like she was like,
it was love at first sight.
Yeah.
Even like, on the app.
Exactly. Yeah. See, dating apps can work, guys.
I know.
They can work.
Like the funny part was, so like obviously my friends as part of that wedding are on his side, right? But like our older friends from the business attorney were actually her invites to the wedding, which I thought was kind of funny just because they have like, she's in their friend group.
She's but we known just them never, longer.
Yeah. We just never interacted with her. Like I never even met her in college or anything like that. Neither did he, which I thought was so funny, but very cute story. And it was That's also very so cute that the best man was the one delivering that story. I felt like it was just like a very cute thing because like, I don't think her parents would have delivered that story. I don't think his parents would have delivered that story. It was such a good wedding. Such good food. The best part. My favorite.
Something I learned about weddings, being in the wedding that I was in, was that the bride and groom, because the bride and groom were just like gone for like a bit of time. Yeah. And I was like, where'd they go? And they had to go into town in Virginia and get their wedding or marriage license.
Oh, they hadn't already done that?
No, you have to get it in the town where you, or like, I think you get one, you have to get a special like piece of paper that was in an envelope. I don't know exactly what it was, but because like they're from Maryland and are going to live in Maryland forever, but because they were getting married in Virginia, they need to go into the town of where we were and get this sheet of paper and then give it to the guy that was ordaining the guy that did the wedding, you know? Yeah.
The officiant.
If you don't have, the officiant. If you don't have that, you can't, it's not a real wedding.
Yeah.
In the town, though. Like, that was what was interesting to me. I thought you could just get it anywhere.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Or where you pay taxes or something. That was news to me.
That interesting.
At least my mic is.
Yeah, you got a little dipper.
My mic is slowly. Okay, I think that works.
How was your stroll down the aisle?
Well, I didn't trip. But
a positive.
I will say something again. This is my first wedding I've ever been in, so I learned so many things. The rehearsal, like, it was like 5 minutes of actually rehearsing, and then like the rest of it was just like drinking and eating and having fun, which was great. But I was like, no, guys, I want more rehearsal.
He was like, I gotta practice.
No, I want to run through that again. Like, I'm like, you feel like that was enough? No, that was not enough. We didn't even practice walking out. We just practiced walking in. So I was up there on the big day thinking, oh, shoot, I don't know what to do.
When do I leave?
They didn't practice, like, the dip at the end of the aisle. Like, they didn't practice anything.
They must have practiced, though, like, at home.
Maybe. I'm just like, wait, you guys feel... I'm just such a crazy, crazy person.
Yeah.
That I felt like rehearsing, we should have done more rehearsing at the rehearsal. It was all just like...
But was everything flawlessly executed? No notes?
No notes, of course. I mean, but like on my special day, there will be a lot of rehearsing. Let me just tell you
that. You're going to walk in and walk out 18 times you're allowed to go get a cocktail.
Seriously, I'm going to be like, nope, that wasn't good enough. Everyone, run through it again. That wasn't good enough.
You're going to put the song on, make sure that it's on beat.
Yep. No, I'm like, nope, run through it again. Wasn't good enough.
Run it back.
No, but it was a beautiful wedding. They did such a good job.
It looked like a beautiful day.
It was she had great weather all weekend. Like, so lucky. And we were at the top of a mountain. And of course, during the rehearsal, the wind was blowing.
Yeah.
And it was like very, very chaotic wind. But then the next day, the wind was gone. It was perfect. Like, during the ceremony, like one lone butterfly just like flew through. And, you know, it was just, everything was flawless.
Magical.
The dance floor was great. Like, we had, it was the perfect night. They had like a little cigar station that was like a nice touch for the men or the women, whoever wanted to participate. And then the food was so good. The beef tenderloin.
That's like a very Katie meal.
Yes. Yes.
Was it buffet style or was it plated?
Plated. And you could choose beforehand. And so I remember like months ago when we had to choose this, I saw chicken, steak, or like vegetarian. I'm like, obviously going for the steak. I asked Jack. He takes his sweet time getting back to me on what he wants. And he says chicken. And I think to myself in that moment, he's definitely going to see my steak and wish he got steak. Lo and behold, the food comes out. He goes, wait, you didn't put me down for steak? I go, you said chicken. It's a whole thing. But I was like, I knew. I saw this coming. I knew.
I always ask.
Ask like, what?
If it's somebody that I'm friends with, I always ask what the best option was. Like, because they do the tasting. And sometimes...
Oh, I didn't realize they did that. They tasted everything.
Yeah. So, for my sister's wedding, she said that the fish was, like, so good. And it was better, she thought, than the steak. So, I got fish.
Okay, that's a good strategy.
Yeah.
That is a good strategy.
For niches, I also asked. And she said, I think that the salmon was really good. So, I got that.
Oh.
What a strategy.
Yeah.
Wait, that is a strategy I didn't know.
Because usually wedding food, like, isn't very good. Because when you're cooking for that many people, it's hard to make it, like, a stellar meal.
Yeah.
That's true. Her cake was really good. It was almond.
Oh, yum.
And usually, I heard almond and I was like, I don't know about that. It was so good.
Oh, my goodness.
I stand corrected. I've always thought I don't like, nutty cakes. I was wrong. The frosting... so good.
Oh my God, yeah. I ate so much frosting at this wedding too.
Yep.
I love my frosting.
But overall, it was great. I cried a couple of times. Didn't expect that. Well, because she cried walking down the aisle and she's the least emotional person.
Yeah, she's not a crier.
She's like not a crier. She's just, she like shows her love in very interesting ways. Like, she's not a hugger. She's not, like,
yeah,
you know, she just is who she is. But seeing her, like, my, like, very, like, I've known her forever, I feel like. And seeing her walk down the aisle, like, getting freaking married, it broke me.
Yeah.
It broke me.
It's emotional.
But it was just such a happy day, and everyone, oh, it was just, it was great. And, yeah, I mean, it's making me excited for future weddings, but, like, but also I was texting Adam. I'm like, I am exhausted and I'm broke.
Yeah.
Like, it's, weddings are so expensive.
They drain your bank
and
account.
Exhausting. And I'm like, I said to Adam, I was like, isn't it crazy that, like, this is just the beginning?
Like, it made me scared. I was like,
this
don't
is
say
like
that.
The beginning. Like, I'm thinking of all the friends I have that I will likely be maybe invited to their wedding. Like, it's a long road ahead.
Yeah.
A long winding road.
Yeah.
Which I'm excited for. But also, I'm like,
a long winding road that requires a second income.
No, literally, like, it requires a side hustle.
I mean, the hotels, the gifts, the trains, the planes, like, it's just a lot.
Trains, planes, automobiles.
The dress.
The dresses, yes.
Oh my God, especially if you're, like, a single person and you have to get your own hotel room. Like, I
know.
I didn't for this one.
Wait, tell the class what you did for your hotel room, which is the most, Colby, most classic Adam.
Did you stay with Adam and Lou? I mean, wait, Alex?
I did. For those of you who don't know, I have a best friend who I live with. I'll keep his name off here. Everybody knows what it is anyway. But he has a girlfriend of 3 years. And obviously, like, he got a plus one to the wedding because they've been dating for a while. And naturally, I booked a hotel room for the three of us. I was like, you're not getting away from me.
You gotta split this thing.
Heaven forbid you guys have alone time. Nope.
I did. I gave them the option. I did tell, I told Alex, I was like, if you and Lou want your own room, I'll get two rooms for us. And he didn't ask for two rooms. And so I was like, perfect. I'm getting one room for the three of us.
I'm sure it was fun.
We're all sleeping in a king bed together too, by the way.
I hope you love it.
No, but it was fine. I mean, like, they definitely didn't care, especially since they've been dating for 3 years. Like,
yeah, no, I was saying, I was like, I feel like after, like, because this was Jack and I's first wedding, but if it was like, you know, we've been to 17 of these things, okay, whatever.
Also, like, the three, like, of let's us, just, I don't know, maybe she cared and I had no clue, but I, like, I don't know, I thought it was fine. Because also, we were only there for one night, and for such a short amount of time, like, we literally used the hotel room to, like,
get ready
and then rest our head. And we had a 6 a.m. train the next morning. Right. So we were out of that hotel room at 5 a.m. anyways. So I don't know. I did feel
it
a little bad in my head.
Fiscally responsible.
Yeah. Like, during the wedding, because obviously, like, I was third wheeling them the entire time. Like, I'm single. Alex is my best friend. So obviously, I'm with them. And, like, I've done that before. We had a wedding in Miami together. We did the same exact thing. And in my head, I do kind of think, like, I wonder if she cares that, like, Alex and I are just this inseparable pair and are together all the time. And so, like, this is kind of just, like, what's going to happen. But
she can't care because you guys are a package deal.
We are.
And I think anyone that would care, like, no, obviously you have to think, like.
Well, I didn't think she necessarily cared, but I was like, I do feel a little bad that, you know, like, they're a couple and maybe they wanted, like, some alone couple wedding time.
Did they slow dance?
Fuck no. I can never see Alex doing that.
Really?
But there definitely wasn't any of that. And I think I told you the thing that sucked about the actual wedding that I felt really bad with them about is the coordinator, whoever was in charge of, like, managing this event, also screwed that up. And so the dinner didn't start. The cocktail hour was 2 hours on accident because just, like, the way that they were programming in the back. And I guess it was a 400-person wedding, huge wedding. I'm sure there's a lot of logistical things that are happening on the back end. But dinner didn't start until 9 p.m. and it was supposed to start at, like, 7:30.
Oh.
And so the dance floor didn't open until 10:15. And
what time did the venue kick them out?
11.
So,
oh my
45
God, so they
minutes.
Paid for a band for that whole, or did they DJ. Have DJ? Well, still paid for a DJ that whole time.
Yeah. We made the most of it for sure, but I did feel bad for them. I was like, I'm sure at the end of that, though, they had a week of wedding activities. Right. So they were probably like, I'm tired. I want this to be done. And we definitely made the most of the dance floor for 45 minutes. But I did feel kind of bad that, you know, I feel like the dance floor is normally kind of the most fun part. And that's also the part where I feel like you get to spend the most time with the bride and the groom.
Right.
Is on the dance floor. Like, that's when they get to, like, spend the most time with their friends.
Yeah.
So kind of a missed stop, but it was still a very fun wedding.
Yeah.
I saw this TikTok. I see all this stuff on TikTok and it's just people, it's so polarizing what people do at weddings.
Yeah.
There's so many, like, opinions, but I saw this TikTok where the bride and groom were sitting in chairs on the dance floor, like in the beginning of the dance floor evening, and everyone at the wedding lined up and came around and like took a photo op. Like, it was a photo op. The bride and groom were sitting and each person had a turn and they would snap a picture of like each person and then they would keep rotating. So like everyone got a chance to have a solo shot with the bride and groom. And in theory, that it's great because now everyone gets a photo with the bride and groom.
Right.
But it also, it's like, can you imagine just like standing in line?
What are they doing with that picture?
I know. It felt like the photos you get at Disney World with like the characters. It's like there's a line to like take a picture with Mickey Mouse. But yeah, people in the comments were like, this is so crazy. But it was very polarizing. Like some people were very pro or very anti this concept.
I'm on the anti.
Because.
Train.
Yeah, like, yeah, in theory, but it's like kind of awkward because it's like them sitting in chairs and you just like in the middle, like, right. You know.
And then also I feel like everybody's like, well, I don't really want to take a picture with them sitting in those chairs, but I probably should because everybody else is.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was like, actually, that kind of reminds me, part of the dance floor that was really weirdly awkward is it was the bride and the groom and everybody was kind of like circled around them, but giving space in between them. And I knew that they did not want that, but people just didn't know like how to interact because they had such a photographer like armada, basically. Yeah. It was like three photographers, two videographers with like major video equipment that are kind of like all over the place. And so I think people were like, oh, I don't want to like take their, you know, their shot or whatever. But you could tell that the bride and the groom were like, bro, like everybody please get closer to us and dance with us. This is so awkward.
Yeah. But, and I also feel like you feel as though you can't like touch the bride, like you can't hug them because you don't want to mess up their outfit.
Right.
And it's just, you feel so awkward. It's like, you have to pretend like you don't know them.
I know, literally. That's like what it was, essentially.
Like, oh, hey.
Well, they're celebrities and they only get one shot at this. So it's, you know.
That was the sad part is like out of the entire weekend, I think I exchanged like 10 words with the groom.
Yeah.
Like two with the bride.
Right.
Who is so, I don't know. Why do you just go so funny?
They're very funny.
It's very funny.
Very funny. And it's just, but then being at this wedding, I was like, I want a wedding, you know?
Yeah.
Before I was kind of, I was like, I'll just get married in a backyard. I was saying that to Colby.
Yeah.
I need a good wedding.
Oh, they're
fun.
I want a good wedding. Party.
Yeah.
And it's just such like a, it brings everyone together. I guess, who was saying, someone at the table was saying like, it's the biggest crossover event of a person's life.
It is,
because never again will all of these people from different corners of your life be in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it's like the biggest crossover of like seeing, oh, like there's that like friend of mine from work and my grandma.
Right.
You know, like when will that ever happen again?
Yeah.
And it's like, just, yeah.
There also aren't crazy. Like that many happy occasions that bring people together anymore.
Yeah, it's usually funerals and just things like that. Right. So, well, okay, Colby, how was your weekend?
It was good.
Do shower.
No
shower.
No complaints. I unintentionally had like a 14-hour drinking bender on Saturday, which I definitely didn't need
with Hometown Boys?
I was at, so we had the bridal shower, obviously, and then that ended at like 2, and then we went to a dive bar in my town after, and a bunch of my friends from home were around, and people ended up coming there. And my family, I had no idea that anyone even left, because I was in a corner playing this game with my friends, and then all of a sudden I looked at my phone and it was 10:30, and none of my family was still there. And I looked at their locations and they're all like having a sit down dinner.
They ditched you?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, it would have been nice to know that you guys were going to dinner. And my mom the next morning was like, I didn't know that we were going to dinner when I left. I was just leaving to go feed the dog. And I was like, okay.
Likely story.
Yeah. I was like, all right, it's fine. And I literally walked home in my kitten heels at 11 o'clock, which was fine. But it was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
It was sunny and nice, which was all that we could have asked for.
I can't wait for my Boston excursion.
I know. I'm so excited. It's going to come up very, very quickly.
I know. I get to visit Colby's hometown for the first time. I've never been.
Coming on a hometown date.
I am.
I'll be there in spirit.
It's practice for when I go on The Bachelor.
I'm so glad that I can play the part for you.
You're The Bachelor.
I'm so excited for that. I'll bring you a rose.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
But yeah, it'll be great. And we need a nice night for that too.
We do. After our Noah concert, I've been daydreaming about seeing Noah. my whole life.
I know.
I'm really excited for you guys.
We're going to be moshing.
We are going to be moshing. Wait, Colby, you're going to be so jealous at what's happening for me. I am going to Vegas last minute, which you're not going to be jealous about, but I'm going to see like Loud Luxury and all those like
dudes. When are you going?
So the boys are doing a boys trip, like both my roomies and all these other boys, to see a basketball game, I guess. Like there's some like USA versus Canada basketball game that's happening in Vegas that I guess is important or something. I don't know.
Are you so excited for the basketball game?
Because like it's not, is it like an Olympic trial or something?
I don't think so.
Oh God, don't look at me. Don't look at me. I'm not the person to look at. You should know.
The NBA championship is happening right now, but that is...
Oh, maybe it's part of the NBA championship. Girl, I got no idea. All I know is I am going to Vegas and I'm going to a basketball game.
Okay.
But they had planned this trip and I keep hearing about this trip in our apartment and I'm like, obviously I'm not going. Like, I don't give a shit enough about basketball to like fly to Vegas.
Right.
But then all of a sudden...
Vegas.
But then all of a sudden on this plan... I start hearing that they're tacking on like Zedd, Steve Aoki, Elenium, so Diplo.
What weekend?
Chris Lake. It's the 13th, Saturday the 13th is like, well, I'm going to go on
of July.
Yeah. I haven't booked my flights or anything yet. And like, there's still a possibility that I just won't go, but I'm riding this train. I think I just need to make it work.
Yeah.
Cause I need to see Loud Luxury. I need to see Elenium. I need to see Zedd, Chris Lake, Diplo. Like, I just have to.
Is it a festival? Why are all of these people there?
I think they all just have residencies in Vegas.
So you're going to every residency?
Yeah.
In one night?
Yeah.
Throw Adele in there, too?
No, literally, there's, like, I have this shared note that I got invited to with everybody, and I'm seeing this plan, and I'm like, oh, like, I cannot miss this. Like, I'm going to have FOMO if I don't go to Vegas for this.
Wait, is the game on Thursday or Saturday?
The game is on a Wednesday.
Oh. Well, it doesn't say that there is one.
USA versus Canada, basketball, Las Vegas.
Oh, US versus Canada.
Oh, what did I say before?
Oh. Wait, so is the game on the 17th or the 10th?
The 10th, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was looking at the, did you know Vegas has a team? I mean, I guess everyone has a team.
Yeah, July 10th, it's a Wednesday. And I think I might skip the game because Alex is like, Adam, like, do you care that much about the basketball game? I was like,
I was
no.
Also telling Adam, because you've never been to Vegas, correct?
I've been to Vegas once, but it was before I was 21.
Right.
So I didn't have like the full Vegas experience. Yes. You know?
And the thing about Vegas, personally, I've been, I don't know, like four or five times, four times maybe. You're good after day two. You're like, I've seen enough. I've done it the 2 days out and about.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a dead body, at least personally. That's how I felt.
Because the boys are flying in Tuesday, flying out Saturday night.
That's a long time.
Can you imagine? They fly
Tuesday night, so it's like a Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. But like,
I've never even been to Vegas, a long time.
I think you give yourself 2 to 3 nights.
I've learned enough from The Hangover.
Yeah. The hard part is it's like, if you go for 2 nights, you'll be flying all the way to Vegas for like 2 nights.
Right.
So true. I think my strategy
is... It's going to be really hot.
I know, but I think a lot of like what we're doing, or what the plan is, like pool parties.
Right.
And... everything in there is you just go between hotels, right? And they're all like giant shopping malls, basically.
Don't get me wrong, it's very fun. You could also like hide out in the casino.
Yeah.
Play slots.
Yeah.
I want to gamble.
Yeah.
I'm like a cheap gambler though, and like
I'm too scared of losing money.
Yeah, same. I'll like put across like $100 and I'll be like, this is my gambling money for the weekend and see what I can do with it.
Ration.
Yeah.
Ration it.
Play your winnings.
It's the free drinks that get me. The free drinks, because when you're in the casino, the drinks are free.
Oh, really?
When you're playing games, the drinks are free.
Yeah.
In the casino, yes.
You're spending money.
So that's how you rationalize it, or at least I do. I'm like, oh, well, I'm not paying for the drinks, so I will use that money towards... That's how they get you.
And one drink in Vegas is like $50.
That's how they get
don't
you.
Don't tell me that. I'm scared.
Anyway.
Okay, well, I'm happy with that.
I can't wait for your recap.
I know, me too. You have to go.
Your Vegas recap will be really, really iconic.
I have to go. No, it's going to be good. I'm going to be crazy. Like, I really think, like, the last time Alex went to Vegas, like, the stories I heard, because he had a bachelor party there maybe like a year and a half or 2 years ago, and he was like, it was insane. Yeah. And I've never experienced, like, the insane Vegas. I've only experienced the, like, pre-21 Vegas my aunt and uncle.
Get ready.
So
I'm excited to hear your...
Get ready for the recap.
I'm having an internal dilemma because... my friends in Boston are having a local band come play on their back porch, and they have like a huge yard. So they're having a party concert type thing on the 13th. I will have been home the weekend before for the 4th of July, and then we're going home the weekend after for No Kahan. So I think I just have to not go.
I think it depends on like how expensive the trains are. Because honestly, like everybody's going to be gone in July.
I know.
Like people are going to find things to do. And I think July is like the best time to like just have random plans and be gone.
One weekend would be my one weekend here in July.
Which one is it again?
The
13th.
Oh.
Am I here?
Yes.
Or is that my Vegas weekend? Should we do some questions?
I think we need to, we owe it to this one.
We owe it to the people.
To this well, specifically this one person that wrote in needs our help.
Okay, let's get her.
Advice segment. Paying the check, whiplash.
Oh.
That is the subject line. Dear Katie, Colby, and Adam, first off, I want to say I've been a loyal Match Made listener since your first episode, and I absolutely adore you guys. Here's my dilemma. I recently went on a first date with this guy from Hinge where we met up for drinks. He was cute and we had good conversation throughout the date, so I was vibing with him until things got weird when the check came. Our server brought out the receipt, one where you pay via QR code. I assumed...
Oh, I hate those.
I know, it's so awkward on dates. I assumed he was going to pay when he pulled out his phone to inspect the bill, but after a long pause, he asked if we could split it. Not what I assumed was going to happen, but I said sure. I pulled out my own phone to scan the QR code and see how we could split it, but there was basically no option to do that. After awkwardly staring at my phone for a minute, he hesitantly chimed in again and said he forgot his card and then asked if I could actually pay for all of the drinks and he would Venmo me for half the bill. At this point, I was shocked because one, how do you forget your card when you're going on a date? And number two, how does this man not have Apple Pay? But I didn't want to appear rude, so I said, of course, no problem. And he paid, and I paid the full tab. He immediately Venmo'd me after, and we parted ways in an awkward fashion after all of that. He texted me after saying he had a great time and would love to go on another date, followed by saying, sorry about the check situation, didn't mean to make it weird. I'd be happy to explain if we do something again.
What?
My first thought was, what is there to explain? I was puzzled by this, but my curiosity got the best of me, and I felt like I needed to hear this explanation. Plus, I did have a good time on the date until that point, so I told him no worries about the check and agreed to another date. This last week was date number two, and we had a cute park picnic, followed by getting pizza afterwards. Once again, I had a really great time with this guy. Great conversation, and I felt attracted to him. I thought the moment of truth would arrive when the check came for the pizza. But this time, as I reached for my wallet, not assuming anything this time, he told me he'd get it and paid for the entire meal. That was nice, but I still didn't get an explanation from him on the second date about what in the world happened the first time, so I'm still stumped. We parted ways again and have been talking since. I think we're going to go on a third date, and I like him enough to keep seeing where this is going, but I can't get past the weird yellow flag from our first date. Do I eventually ask him about it, but in a joking way, or let it slide altogether if he now keeps offering to pay? Can this man be trusted? Can any man be trusted? All questions swirling around my brain. I'm curious to know what you guys think of the situation. Also, for context, he's an engineer, so I assumed he'd have no issue paying on the date, but he did mention he's only working part-time now because he's also trying to pursue photography. I don't want to make assumptions about his financial situation or seem shallow, but I'm left feeling confused overall about what the whole situation was about on the first date. XOXO, unintentional sugar mama.
That's kind of funny. Well, I think she needs to hear the explanation, but I'm also just curious, like, what could even the explanation be?
Well,
like, my head doesn't even go to a specific place of, like, where I think this explanation would go.
Do you think he genuinely forgot his card on date one?
I feel like
there's no logical explanation as to why that wouldn't be the case.
Yeah, like, he doesn't have Apple Pay.
If he did Venmo her.
Sure, like, Apple Pay, you know, sometimes people don't have Apple Pay just because they haven't set it up, which, like, whatever. I don't think that's, like, a super... I think in New York City, it'd be difficult to not have Apple Pay because, like, we use it for everything.
Yeah.
And the subway and whatnot, but I don't know, I feel like he genuinely probably didn't realize he forgot his card until that moment.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
I just need to know, like, why he needs to explain. Like, what? Maybe he got his cards stolen before the date? Maybe his wallet got taken? I don't know.
I would, like, make a joke about it and then force him to explain it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's bugging you.
If it was eating you alive.
But he did then pay for the second date, which I think is a good thing. Maybe he, like, heard from some friend or someone that you need to split the first date or something.
Yeah, because maybe he has a friend who, like, thinks it's disrespectful.
Yeah, like some girl out there told him. Because there are girls out there that are like very insistent on splitting the first date check.
True.
Like just out of, you know, feminism and whatnot. But I don't know. I feel like you can bring it up jokingly, like Colby said, or just like forget it happened. I mean, if it's if from now on, first dates are so tough, like for everybody involved.
They are.
Like just so awkward. Everything is awkward for no reason.
Yeah.
So I feel like if, you know, if things are looking up now, like I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
If you like him.
What do you think, Mr. Split the Bill?
I mean, I'm very curious.
You've been there before.
I have. I'm very curious about his explanation that he needs to give. I think, well, it seems like she likes him regardless. So she should just see him again and then make a joke about it and be like, wait, oh my God, you never explained to me like the card thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but like how important is it really? That's the thing. Like, is it even important?
For me, the fact that he said, LOL, explain or whatever, like that'd be eating me alive. Like I'd need to know. Like I'm like, a curious
cat. Like the next time he takes his wallet out, be like, oh, do you have your card this time or something?
Like I'm just a curious little cat, you know, like I would need to know what the situation is.
Yeah, so, me too.
I don't know.
It sounds like there's a story there.
It seems like unintentional sugar mama also needs to know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, this was 10 days ago. So maybe she's figured it out. And
girl, we need an update.
Unintentional sugar mama, please write us back.
We want to hear from you, sugar mama.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's all we got.
Yeah, that's all we have time for. It's first thing in the morning. We haven't even gone to work yet.
We've been chit-chatting
away. We have a full day ahead.
We do. Full day of activities.
We do.
And with that, it's been fun.
Oh, wait. Can we tell them that we're doing a secret project?
We should.
Wait. Oh, my God. How have we not said this? Anyway, that's all we're going to say.
Yeah.
We have a secret project coming.
Should we post like little teasers later?
Maybe. Well, like I think we should post like a hint that's like really elusive and mysterious.
Yeah.
That like doesn't tell them.
We'll give the people
a
little snack.
Anyway, we're working on something.
A secret project. Tee-hee. And with that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye.
Oh my God, I cannot wait to blow up my nose.